It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Hello, this is John LaHoop, the executive director of Clemson Downs. The Tigers are heading to the big dance in college basketball, and we're very excited. We join Tiger fans nationwide in congratulating Coach Brownell and his team on the crowning achievement. Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area. For information on memory support, visit clemsondowns.com or call 654-1155. We'd be glad to give you and your loved one a tour of our community. What a year for Clemson Hoops. Go Tigers!
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, you're welcome to. At least you will be. I believe we'll have David Hood join us in a minute. Let me tell you about CMH Services before we get going. Carolina Material Handling Services. No one does material handling equipment like CMH Services. In fact, they just won a major award in the industry, the MVP award, regarding their acumen, their implementation, their training, their commitment to safety, every element of material handling equipment. And if necessary, they'll come in, they'll train your employees on how to use the equipment. They have it all. They are the exclusive dealer of Crown Unicare, forklifts in the state of South Carolina. These are the top flight forklifts. The one BMW plant employs 500 of CMH's forklifts, but whether you need one or 1,000, CMH will be glad to help you. CMH, the only full-service OEM dealership owned and operated in South Carolina, 24/7 on-site repair, 50 service techs in the state, and they provide rentals. Your forklift drivers will love the ergonomically designed lifts that can perform comfortably in any environment. They've been in business in South Carolina since 1968. Family-owned. Trust me, it makes a difference. Find out more. Call them. Tell them I sent you. It's how it works. 800-922-9569. 800-922-9569. 800-922-9569. You can still get in. David's not with us yet, so you have a chance to still get in. We'll continue the basketball conversation until then. And we're going over the West bracket and looking at the possibilities out West. Xavier, the one seed out West. You know what? I was surprised Gonzaga got as low as a 4 seed. I know that there were some actually projecting Gonzaga as a 5. I just don't know what that's based on. I don't understand how Gonzaga is not a 2 in this tournament. You can tell me what you want about who played whom, but trust me when I tell you this, Gonzaga belongs on a higher line than 4. North Carolina on a two is a bit puzzling to me, quite honestly. I'm not sure I see Carolina as a two seed either. And of course, those two teams played last year for the national championship game, and a game that came down to the buzzer, and the officials decided to foul out Gonzaga's best player in 13 minutes of action when he was dominating while he was on the court. Curious. But in any case, that bracket has some big names in it. I mean, you have Xavier as a one seed out west. You have North Carolina as a two. You have Michigan as a three. You have Gonzaga as a four. You have Ohio State as a five. If you want to actually talk about toughest bracket, I'm not sure you get one much tougher than that. Now, you might argue that Xavier is a weak one seed. Again, Tom Crean's picking them to win the title. They have great guard play, and it's an extremely experienced team. In fact, you'd be hard-pressed to find a more experienced team other than perhaps New Mexico State. But when you look at that region, Xavier as a one, Carolina as a two, Michigan as a three who won their conference tourney, Gonzaga as a four who won their conference tourney, Ohio State is a five who's been good all year. You know, that's a tough bracket. All right, we have David Hood with us. We're going to change course a little bit and talk a little spring football. David, how the heck are you?
You know what? It's just that busy time of year. Baseball, basketball, football, all at once. It's busy, but it's fun.
It is fun, isn't it? It's sort of unbelievable, really. I mean, for anybody in our industries, it can't get much better than this. It's the confluence of all those things coming together perfectly.
It is. You know, I'll have baseball tonight, spring practice scrimmage tomorrow, pro day Thursday, and then I fly to San Diego early Friday morning to cover basketball in California that night.
That is absolutely an unbelievable week of sports-related activities, David. And it's funny, I forgot all about the pro day on Thursday. I meant to mention that earlier, but yeah, the pro day's coming Thursday as well. It'll be interesting to see what we see there. Any thoughts on that, David? I mean, obviously it's a chance for some guys to perhaps better what they've done. I would imagine that, I don't know this to be the case, but I would imagine that Deion Kane is going to rest on what he did at the combine.
I would think so. I don't think there's another need for him to run again, especially, or Ray McLeod. It's a chance maybe for Taylor Hearn to come out and maybe perform a little bit better than he did at the combine and show that he has the footwork and the ability to kind of finish on blocks that a lot of people say has been lacking. He's got kids like Adrian Baker, who's coming back. He spent last year at Oklahoma State, but he's going to do pro day here. Chance for him to show, boy, his hard work. Scott Pagano is actually going to do his out in California, or in Oregon, rather. They figured out that it's better for him to get in front of more NFL people out there rather than here this year, which kind of tells you what's going on with Clemson's pro day. Maybe not as large as it has been in the past, right, but I guarantee you that it will be star-studded next year.
No, no question about it. David, let's talk some spring football. You know what? Let me start with this. Where is Dexter Lawrence in terms of his health and his progress? I've heard what he said. I've heard what he has said. I know that the target is August 1st and fall camp. Are you feeling good about that? Do you get the feeling that everyone's feeling good about that, or is this still an issue?
You know, I for the first time in probably almost 8 or 9 months, I think I feel pretty good about where Dexter Lawrence is. And I'll tell you why. You know, I watched him a lot last year, and all during fall camp, during the season, he limped. And he limped heavily. I would see him come off the practice field, and he was extremely gimpy. And, of course, we know Georgia Tech got him. Somebody else got him down low, and he missed kind of the end of the season, resting it a little bit. And he's been able to have, some further treatment done, and he's been able to rest it. And I was watching him last night. He's wearing the green jersey, and all the players are calling him the Hulk out there. He says it's because of what he sounds like, but it's because of what he looks like, I guarantee you. And I didn't see any kind of a limp. And he told me, I was standing there talking to him, he said he feels the best he's felt in almost a year. And I think, maybe if there was a game tomorrow, he could go, but they are just being rightfully cautious with him, and they're going to hold him out of contact. And you know, you give him another 4 months of rest and then able to heal that foot, I think he's going to be good to go.
You know, obviously he was never healthy last year. I mean, I put it like 60%. It was just clear to me. I was worried about that injury. You know, people were saying that before the season it was no big deal, it'd be fine, and I knew that wasn't the case. 340-pound guy, 345-pound guy, whatever he is, you can't. Foot problems are significant, and they don't go away readily when you're supporting that much weight. David, what's the specific injury with him?
From everything I understand, it was almost similar to what Austin Bryan had. There was a small bone in one of his toes right there, kind of where it connects to the foot, that they had to put a screw in it. And it just never fully healed. And like I said, you know, he just kept limping last year and he just knew he wasn't completely right. But, yeah, this tells you a little bit about the kid. So we were standing there talking to him last night and I said, you know, how hard was that? You know, obviously, if you're a big defensive lineman, you're 340 pounds, and you're trying to shed blockers, and, you know, your base is so important, your feet. You know, how hard was that for you? And he looked me in the eye, got all serious, and he said, you know, that was hard, but it taught me to play with my hands better and not rely so much on my footwork. And I thought, what a mature answer from a young guy like that.
Yep. David, obviously the big story is the quarterback situation, so I feel compelled to address it regardless of how many times you've addressed it previously. You know, all I hear, David, is how wonderful walk-on-water Trevor Lawrence is and all of the guys who aren't named Kelly Bryant, you know, Hunter and look, and obviously, you know, these are great talents. Hunter's a great talent. Obviously, Trevor Lawrence is a great talent. Why do we hear nothing about Kelly Bryant's improvement? Why are we hearing nothing about Kelly Bryant throwing the football or any of that stuff?
Yeah, well, Jeff Scott addressed it last night, and I hope I put it in my story, but he said, you know, Kelly's gotten better. He's improved on some of the things that he needed to improve on. You know, I asked you about point blank. I said, how has the quarterback looked? And he said, they've all been okay. So that kind of gives me the feeling, you know, that everybody's still maybe going through some, you know, some growing pains with the third spring. They've been on heavy install. You know, I just haven't heard a whole lot about Kelly. I've talked to people who have been able to watch practice. Of course, we're not allowed to watch just a few minutes, maybe early in spring practice, and otherwise we're not allowed in. But, you know, somebody that was in there yesterday said, you know, Kelly's still maybe struggling with some of those sideline throws. And I said, what about Hunter Johnson? And he just turned to me and he mouthed, wow, he has been unreal. And then, you know, kind of said the same thing we heard from Jeff Scott about Trevor Lawrence. He's still learning how much to trust his arm and how much to not trust his arm. He's made some throws that have, you know, been picked off. And Hunter, to me, just talking to people in the know, it seems like maybe Hunter's having the best spring of anybody.
Well, I mean, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, I think the kid was built to play the position. I thought that all last year. I mean, I thought if there was competition last year, it would be between Bryant and Hunter Johnson, something we spoke about frequently. So I'm not surprised to see Hunter Johnson continue to improve and maybe to press Kelly a little bit. I mean, I've said that I believe that going into the season, and I think barring injury, my belief is going to stay this way. Your depth chart's going to be Kelly Bryant, Hunter Johnson, Trevor Lawrence at three. Do you agree or disagree with that?
No, I would agree with that.
So do you think that all
go ahead.
Well, let me ask you this. You think all the talk that we've had, because there's been a lot of public praise for Hunter Johnson and for Trevor Lawrence. Now, it may have slowed a little bit in the last things that were said publicly, but there's been a lot of really praise. Do you think some of that is designed just to sort of let Kelly Bryant know, you know, that he has to stay focused and that he does have competition? Obviously, he knows it. He sees it on the field.
Yeah, I think there's always, you know, some kind of weight that the coaches in the comments that they get us, you know, they always have some kind of weight or some kind of meaning behind them for a player, you know, and Kelly knows what's there. He sees the competition. He gets to look at it every day in practice. And talking to somebody that was, you know, it's kind of been around for a while, and I said, if Hunter has a better spring, is there any chance that the coaches you know, would propel him into that top spot over Kelly Bryant. And they looked at me and said, you know, the thing that you've got to remember is that sometimes it's, you know, is Kelly a team leader? Yes, the whole team follows him. You don't want to lose the team. And then it's hard to have a guy that led you to so many wins last year and led you to the college football playoff, and then you bench you. So, you know, there's just a whole lot of there's just a whole lot going on there. It's stuff on the field, it's off the field, it's team chemistry, it's leadership. You know, I'm glad I'm not the one having to make that decision.
Obviously, there's been a lot said about Darian Kendrick and how he's looked and how explosive he's looked. You know, it's interesting there because back at signing day, in the signing day special, you know, I do the film analysis every year, and I said back then that, you know, it's eerie because I know I've seen this before, and I went back to look at the film of Deion Kane in high school, and he was also playing quarterback. He was basically the same size as Darian Kendrick, and the coaches were saying the same thing. Dabo Swinney at that time compared him to Sammy Watkins, suggested he might be better. And not only that, they both wore the same number. They both wore the same number, and they both played quarterback, and their film looked remarkably comparable. However, Deion Kane got sidetracked early in his career, and I don't think he ever became sort of a master route runner. I don't know how completely committed to the craft of playing receiver he was. Is that the advantage? Is that the difference between these two guys coming out of the same situation, both needing to learn the receiver position? Does it seem like Darian Kendrick is a more focused player than Deion Kane was?
I'll tell you the biggest difference between those two guys. And Dabo actually compared him to Nuke Hopkins because of his determination and his grit and competitiveness. And then, you know, the offensive coordinators compared him to Sammy. Well, those two pretty good receivers to compare him to. But I got to spend some time with DK out at the Shrine Bowl. And, you know, I obviously talked to him some during the recruiting process. That's a player that plays with an absolute chip on his shoulder. And he doesn't only play that way, he lives that way. He is out to prove something to everybody that he comes in contact with. I never saw that out of Deion Kane. You know, there's a lot of players that come in, they have a certain number of stars, and they know they're good, and they go out there and they do their work, and they do their job just fine. This is a kid that's going to take it to another level. And, you know, he has to understand the situation, the background that he came out of, and he's standing out there on the field. I wrote a story about it. He had some words written on a towel, and I said, "What's that for?" And he said, "Well, you know, my best friend was killed a year ago in June, shot out in gang-related violence in Rock Hill. And I know that that could be me, and I know that I'm able to get out of that situation, and I'm not going to stop until, you know, I'm out and my family's out, and I get away from all of that." And you just don't see that kind of determination out of every player that comes out of high school. He just has it.
Yeah, so you're saying that he has a drive to find success for himself and his family, and that will carry him through and keep him continuously focused. So there's a distinct difference, I think, there between Deion Kane's early career, which seemed sidetracked, to be kind, I think, at the start. Hey, David, I know you have a million things going on this week, so I'm not going to keep you. Tell him what you have going on over at TigerNet, and we'll talk again real soon.
Well, we talked to Brad Brunell this afternoon. Get ready to post the story. We've got baseball as Clemson tries to build on that 15-1 start tonight. Big scrimmage tomorrow. We're going to find out some more about the quarterbacks and running backs. There's a couple jobs open in that wide receiver core, offensive line, secondary, a lot of question marks. Tomorrow's a big scrimmage, so there's going to be a lot of good information coming out of that. And then, of course, Pro Day on Thursday and Clemson in the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2011 Friday.
Hey, David, one more thing just as you go out. It's just that it's one of those type of questions that I normally ask you at this time of year. how many carries will Travis Etienne have this season? Yeah. See, now if he has 200 plus carries, he's going to gain like 1,500 yards. So
that's the plan. He told us last night that he really didn't even know the playbook last year, but everything we saw was just kind of his natural ability, but he feels like he knows the playbook now. So well, watch out.
Yeah, that's going to be very bad news for everybody else. All right, David, thanks. Enjoy your week.
Thanks for having me on, Walt.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
David. Appreciate it. Quick break. We're late. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage.
The third annual Seneca High School Athletic Department Bass Fishing Tournament will be held at Green Pond Landing on Lake Hardwell on Saturday, March 24th. The entry fee is $100 per boat if registered by March 22nd, 2 days before the event. Cash prizes will be awarded to the top five finishers, with $1,700 going to the winner. The tournament, sponsored by Oxford Farm and Anderson, 20% of the proceeds will be donated to Maine Solutions, a therapeutic riding program for children. Contact Jan Radford or Jamie Wooten at Seneca High School to register.
You talk about lip smacking, finger licking homemade fried chicken. I'm talking about the Chicken Basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Delicious fish and oysters as well, plus catering for any party. Call them now at 226-3242.
Granger Nissan of Anderson, a proud sponsor of the Clemson Tigers, would like to say thank you to all their customers and invite all fans to shop with them. Granger Nissan of Anderson has the winning combination of huge selection, super low prices, and paying more for your trade. Plus, Granger Nissan of Anderson beats the competition by giving you a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new Nissans. Located on Clemson Boulevard and always open at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Warmer weather is here, so let the spring cleaning commence. Get rid of all that winter grime with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning Extreme clean like new carpets. No one can clean like Zero Res because they use empowered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and get three rooms for only $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
When hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Daryl is hired with Indeed.
Using the site saves me a lot of time. It makes my job so much easier.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
The Botato Breakfast Bowl is back at Bojangles. Try a Botato Breakfast Bowl with potato rounds, light folded egg, sausage gravy, bacon and sausage crumbles, and served with a biscuit. Only available for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bowl time.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Tiger fan from Anderson, I think it was, the text disappeared, said on the health care text line, asked about the possibility of Breshad Breeland shining with Carolina. I think that would be a good pickup. I think Breeland has turned into a good player. I mean, he's had some ups and downs, but anybody playing that position does. There's a toughness about Breshad Breeland, and I think he'd be a nice addition. I think he'd fit that scheme as well. So, you know, I think that would be a pretty good move if Carolina makes it. Carolina's, you know, unfortunately let some pieces go, most notably Norville, who's gone now to Jacksonville. And the Giants thought they were in line to get him. So the Giants still have done nothing fundamentally to address their offensive line issues. Meanwhile, Taylor Gabriel is moving on. Adam Schefter actually retweeting someone named Andrew Hawkins, who wrote, Taylor Gabriel expected to sign with the Chicago Bears a 4-year deal per source. And then he wrote beneath it, Taylor Gabriel is my source. And Adam Schefter wrote, well, that's a good source when the guy himself tells you. So, you know, apparently the Chicago Bears intent on fielding a team with skill position players all below 5'6". I guess the Bears are going to have the shortest skill position players in the league. Meanwhile, the Packers have apparently going to sign tight end Jimmy Graham to a 3-year deal. It's been expected that Jimmy Graham would return to New Orleans, but that not the case, according to Adam Schefter. Graham set to sign a 3-year deal with the Green Bay Packers. And Danny Amendola has left New England, as was expected, but he's headed to Miami. So he'll stay within the division. Amendola moving from New England to a rival of the Patriots in Miami. Interesting. Amendola, 32-year-old with a history of injuries, who's living off playoff success at the end of last year. That's a really risky move by the Dolphins. Now, they obviously lost Landry, and they're looking for a replacement, and Amendola can be an effective weapon out of the slot. But generally, receivers don't get better past the age of 32, and Amendola, again, didn't do that much during the regular season. He has a history of injuries, and we'll see how that works out for Miami. I would call that a questionable signing if that in fact takes place. So a lot of NFL news around the league, as you would expect on the advent of free agency. Back to the brackets again. Clemson coach Brad Brownell set to join us right before they depart, 5:05 today. Is that correct, Ramona? 5:05?
Yes.
Good. That's great. We appreciate David Hood, as always. Great job by David. Always a lot of information. You know, obviously, Kendrick is a guy who not only has the physical ability, but appears to have the drive. And maybe that's the new Hopkins comparison, a guy who just appears to be driven to be great. And look, we say this all the time. That's what it takes. There are lots of guys who have the same basic skill attributes. But what makes one different than the next is the drive, is the determination, is the will to be great. It takes those things. It's not enough to have talent. There are lots of guys who have talent. Lots of guys. And then there are guys who have talent and who are driven. And that's the case. Ethan wrote, just tuned in, what are your thoughts on Sammy going to Kansas City? Well, it's a perfect fit. I mean, he's never had a quarterback who could throw the ball vertically like he does now. Mahomes is one of the strongest arms on earth. Mahomes is going to be incredible in Kansas City. He's a smarter Brett Favre is what Mahomes is, and at the same stage. And There are a lot of weapons in Kansas City. You'll have Hill to work the stuff underneath, Watkins to stretch the field vertically, Kelsey to work over the middle. I mean, it's a team, and obviously they have a running game as well. So I think it's a perfect fit for Sammy Watkins. I'm not sure you could draw a better fit up on paper for Sammy Watkins. The Rams had hoped to find a way to retain Sammy Watkins. They were pretty pleased with what he had done for them last year. But this is an even better fit within a potentially elite vertical thrower of the football. I mean, you know, Mahomes could throw a football 80, 90 yards. You know, other than Josh Allen, or along with Josh Allen, and maybe not so much Aaron Rodgers as anymore, but maybe perhaps still to a degree, those are the strongest arms on earth. So it's pretty much a perfect fit. Hard to imagine a better fit, really. We talk about Kiwi Financial. Greg Wales, Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor. They're not tied to any big box firm, so they're not pushing any expensive proprietary products. They're offering you the best solutions for you. A diverse group of financial solutions, which includes stocks, bonds, mutual funds, even alternative investments. Insurance solutions like life, health, Medicare Advantage, disability, small groups, retirement income planning. Are you approaching retirement unsure how to structure your assets and your retirement income to make it last for your lifetime? Trust me, they can help you. And how about Social Security itself? Everyone coming of that age needs to make decisions in regard to Social Security, and you're going to need expert guidance. Greg Wales will guide you through the process. Also, estate planning solutions, small group retirement plans, from sole proprietors to companies with several hundred employees, they'll find the perfect fit for your group. Fee-based advising relationships still are preferred method, but traditional relationships are certainly acceptable. We're on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. 864-654-5043. 864-654-5043. I was just asked, and again, I didn't see the entire text. It popped on my screen, but I was asked about Jordy Nelson and the speculation that he might be out in Green Bay. You know, Nelson's had some injury issues. He has slowed some. I don't know where he is health-wise. If Green Bay is ready to move on from him, then it suggests he's not what he was. And if that's the case, then you have to make those type of business decisions. Obviously, Jordy Nelson's been a great receiver in Green Bay. It'll be interesting to see where he winds up. A lot of movement in the National Football League, a lot of big names. I mean, some amazing stuff. I mean, the Minnesota Vikings, again, ended their season with three quarterbacks, and a question of who would be their quarterback next year. All three guys gone, and Cousins comes in. You know, so it's a fascinating situation. Again, two of these teams, in the cases of Denver and the Jets, Denver with Case Keenum and the Jets with Teddy Bridgewater, I think those teams still have to be in the quarterback market. I mean, Denver has like 100 quarterbacks on their roster, but they're not keeping them. They're going to dump Simeon, who sucks. They're not going to keep him. And I don't know what they're going to do with Osweiler. They'll let go as well. You know, and really, I think they still have to address that position. And I think the Jets certainly still do. I don't think you can rely on Teddy Bridgewater as a guy who's going to come in. I hope Teddy Bridgewater comes back from that injury, but I don't know how you can go into a season expecting that to happen. That borders on wishful thinking to me. Let me get Joe in here on the Northland Communication Lines. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe. Appreciate you getting in.
I was going to talk about the Panthers for a second.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me why we get rid of almost every secondary player we have? We dump $19 million worth of cap and we're not doing anything?
I don't know, Joe. Maybe you still have designs on doing something. I'm worried about the Norville thing. That's what worries me. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. How you lose a quality offensive lineman like that. And obviously the Jags cared enough about him to pay him to change the whole money market for guards. I mean, I think they're paying him $66 million or something of that sort. And you're going to have to find a replacement for him. Now, I have one in mind, if you're interested. I wrote it on Twitter last night. I think the most underrated offensive lineman, or one of the most underrated offensive linemen in this draft, is Braden Smith from Auburn. He's just an old-fashioned, tough guy. And I think he can play right away as a plug-and-play guy. You can get him in round two, and you can insert him into your lineup, and I don't think you'd miss a beat.
Yeah, I mean, I was really impressed with really everybody on that offensive line for Auburn for the most part. I don't remember this specific player that you're mentioning. I might have to go back and look them up specifically. But I really think, Walt, that the window is closing rapidly for the Panthers. I think maybe the next 2 years, and that's it for the Super Bowl run.
Well, and you know, one thing you have to wonder about in that regard, Joe, is, you know, and obviously Lotulelei has moved on. He was okay for Carolina. He wasn't great. I think they feel that they can replace that loss. But, you know, one thing you have to wonder about is the long-term future of Kuechly, because he's had concussions, yeah. And you just have to wonder how much longer is he going to play. And I don't know why, but I have this suspicion it's not going to be that much longer.
Yeah, and you look at the defense right now, it's gutted. I still think you got to address the offensive line. I mean, I think that's the number one concern as far as the Panthers go.
Well, and you need some receivers, too.
Yeah, and it's very disconcerting to me that we have Marty Herney in charge of everything. Yeah. I still think that's a terrible mistake. I don't know if the chaos with the owner is an issue right now. I don't know why it should be, to the extent where we got a guy that basically failed as a GM. But one last thing, Walt, I don't think Clemson fans should be really worried about New Mexico State. They got two really good guards, and no offense to New Mexico State, but I think Clemson's going to win by 10 to 15 points. But appreciate it, Walt. Well,
thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. How about that? Here's what we'll do. We'll take a, you know what, before we go to break, Ron, let me tell you about the Vault. 213 North Main Street in Greenville. I mean, we're the NCAA tournament is here, and the Vault is the place you need to be, because the Vault has you. If you're a Clemson fan, NCAA tournament time, the Vault has you covered. If you're a New Mexico State fan and you're here for some reason, the Vault has you covered. You don't know where the actual game is, the Vault has you covered. The Vault has you covered. It doesn't matter. You can root for any of the 68 teams that are in the tournament. The Vault has you covered. They have it all. It's the coolest retro sports apparel store anywhere. The shirts are American-made, pre-washed, pre-shrunk. Buy one cap, get the second half off. That's the Vault. And Ramona, the Vault has some stuff going on.
Well, you mentioned the other stuff, but they also are having a March Madness bracket contest, and the grand prize is $100 spending spree.
And how do you get in that?
It's online.
Oh, very good. By going to? Okay. You can get involved in the Vault's March Madness contest as well, but get out to the Vault for all of the March Madness gear that you could possibly want. Football, pro, college, basketball, the Vault has it. It's like a museum for a sports fan, except you can take everything home with you. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
The conference championship have now been settled, and now comes the big one. Follow the Tigers on their path through the NCAA tournament field in hopes of making history from the first tip to the final buzzer. Catch all the action right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch the Tigers first round action this Friday, starting at 9:30 with the pregame, right here on the flagship station of Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do, and enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
For decades, businesses in the upstate have trusted John Rogers and his company, Office Pro Upstate, with their copier, printer, and document management needs. Their dedicated team delivers world-class products from Ricoh and Savin and exceptional local service. For your IT and network services needs, consider letting Office Pro Upstate install, configure, monitor, and maintain your business network. Contact Office Pro Upstate at 289-9919 or online at officeproupstate.com. Office Pro Upstate, putting experience to work for you.
great time to buy from George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers rest. A new 2018 Focus four-door SE, only $15,999. You heard right, only $15,999 after rebates plus tax and tax. And remember this, George Coleman Ford never sticks you with any hidden dealer fees. Check out their near-perfect customer service scores online and buy your next pre-owned or new Ford at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers rest.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. So don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Nothing is more frustrating than having a garage door with a mind of its own. Doesn't always go up, won't come down, stops in the middle, and you have to limbo in or out. Not fun. Wayne's Overhead Garage Door is here to rescue you. Wayne's has been handling overhead garage door problems since 1975. More than 40 years of sales and service. That shows you they know what they're doing and they put the customer first. Dependable, on time, and professional. Call Wayne's Overhead Door at 226-9096.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
You're in luck during Aaron's Lucky Days. During March, you can start a new agreement and get 6 months same as cash. And this weekend only, just $7.77 gets you started leasing to own furniture, electronics, and appliances. With no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Don't miss out. Come to a participating store or visit Aarons.com and get started for just $7.77 during Aarons Lucky Days.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you're super passionate about buying or selling a house and need a get-back coach like Coach Venables, then call me, Jana Candler, with the Totes team at Berkshire Hathaway Seat and Joiner, 313-6990. Go Tigers!
As a patient of the Surgery Center at Pelham, you will feel right at home.
I'm Dr. Frank Armacita, orthopedic surgeon with the Surgery Center at Pelham. I grew up in Clemson. I graduated from Clemson. And my family and I proudly call the Upstate our home. Our outpatient joint replacement program is a game changer for orthopedics, and it transforms your experience with us as a patient. You will be walking out the very same day.
The Surgery Center at Pelham, online at newkneereplacement.com.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Are out and the streets are gray. You know I wouldn't have it any other way. Yeah, your mother's words, they're ringing still. But your mother don't pay our bills. Yeah, I sentenced the kid as a kid.
Wow. Walter Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me tell you about Aqua Pool Care, family owned by Richard Bishop. Richard is a tremendous guy. No one knows pools like Richard Bishop. Over 35 years in the biz, grandfather and father built pools. He personally goes on every project. He knows the pitfalls that you can encounter. He knows what to expect during construction. If you've been thinking about an in-ground pool, now's the time to call Aqua Pool Care. Richard and his wife, Tracy, take all the guesswork out of it. They offer 3D CAD technology. You know, it's the same. Turner's Jewelers has this technology, and they can create rings from it. Well, they use the same technology on pools, and it's absolutely unbelievable. You take all the guesswork out. You can build and see your pool come to life right before your eyes. I mean, it's just astonishing technology. Maybe you need a new liner installed. Aqua Pool Care can do that, too, quickly and affordably. They also do pool maintenance. You just kick back and enjoy. And Aqua Pool Care is the warranty center for Hayward, Pentair, and Polaris products. Once your beautiful pool is built, Aqua Pool Care will always be there to answer any questions you have. They answer their phones at Aqua Pool Care. A lot of these other pool businesses, they don't. Aqua Pool Care always answers their phone. Richard and Tracy. Now's the time to call Aqua Pool Care, 508-1885, 508-1885, or check out their great reviews online at Aqua Pool Care. LLC.com, AquapoolCareLLC.com, or stop by the store at 1037 Whitehall Road in Anderson to grab some chemicals or whatever pool accessory you need from my friends at Aqua Pool Care. You want to get in, 654-7627. I want to go back to the brackets. Again, Coach Brad Brownell joining us at 5:05 today as they prepare to go out west and slay New Mexico State. In the East, it's hokey, hokey, hokey against Alabama. You know, that's a better football game than a basketball game. Obviously, Alabama is a great point guard. Virginia Tech's a tough team. That's a pretty good matchup, really. I mean, there's a toughness about Buzz Williams' bunch that will enable them to compete. But Alabama has one of the best lead guards in the country, so it'll be an interesting game to watch. West Virginia and Murray State. You know, Murray State's won, 12, 13 games in a row, and they're a team that's accustomed to being in this tournament. I mean, they live in this tournament. They are a dangerous, dangerous bunch. Anytime you see Murray State penciled in opposite you in the NCAA tournament, you know you're going to have a war on your hands, and West Virginia is. And West Virginia just went through the rigors and the battle of a Big 12 tournament before finally succumbing to Kansas. And you wonder what their state of mind and what their physical condition and well-being is. And, of course, West Virginia, a team that's going to press full court.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
This is the East?
The East, yes.
Okay,
East.
Thank you.
East. I think that's going to be a really competitive, interesting game. I would not be shocked by either outcome. I have to think about that one a little bit more. Wichita State and Marshall. Marshall's over their head against the Shockers. You know, Wichita State's a team that should be able to compete for this title. They have all the ingredients they need. I expected this team to be better. I think they're 25-7. I expected them to be better than this year. I knew that they started the season with Shamet, with the injury concern to Shamet. But through the course of the year, Shamet has come on. He's played pretty well. I don't know if he's played quite as well as I expected him to, but he's still been like conference player of the year good. They need all three of their big guys to play well. They need Shamet, Shane Morris, and McDuffie to play well. The first two guys are probably going to play well. The real question is McDuffie. If he plays up to his potential, Wichita State can beat anybody. The question about Wichita State is they've not been the defensive team this year that they've been in the past. And their reputation has always been built on defense. And you have to wonder about that element of it. Marshall's not beating them now. I can tell you that. So they're gonna move on there. And then down beneath, you know, I didn't realize how many top flight games Florida had played this year. They played a lot of elite opponents and elite games. We'll find out whether they're better for it. They're still, the thing with Florida is still baseline play. They can certainly shoot the ball. They can certainly handle the ball. They're going to get the winner of St. Bonaventure and UCLA. I think St. Bonaventure with their guard play can beat UCLA. And therefore, you could have a matchup of Florida and St. Bonaventure. That would work out well for both teams. Both teams would be pretty happy with that matchup. It'd be largely a perimeter game, a guard-oriented game. And honestly, I could see they're one of those teams advancing. I think St. Bonaventure will upset UCLA. Do you have the lines up, Ramona? Let me have the, you know what, as I talk about these games, give me the lines on these games. Like, okay, what's the line on, what do you have on, well, you wouldn't have a line on that game yet because we don't have a,
have a line on something.
We have a play-in, game there. Let's go, I'll tell you what.
Tell me the, do you have access to tell me what day they play? Because it's all, it's, that way it's easier to find.
It's not easier to find for me because the days are like white writing on a white background.
Things to be easier for you.
So they don't have it by.
They have it by day.
Okay, so the March 15th games are first, right?
That would be correct.
What do you?
Well, they include the 13 ones. So you're on March 15th.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the playing games. I don't care about the playing games. What's the line? Well, what's the line on St. Bonaventure and UCLA? That's an early game. It's a playing game. Should be right near the top.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. Based on what you just told me. Based on the fact you told me it's by days, that should be right near the top.
On the
15th? Yeah, right at the top. St. Bonaventure and UCLA. It's not 13th.
Oh, well,
okay. Today. It's not like we're live radio or anything. You take your time.
I'm not the one that made the thing.
You're the one who said that they're organized by day, so I give you one at the...
It. Okay, what is it?
St. Bonaventure and UCLA.
Okay. Here it is. See, it was very... I thought I had to go all the way to the very top. Well, what are you asking me? Wait a minute. Hold on a minute.
Time out.
Okay.
Time out. Did I just not say to you seven times, seven different ways that it's be at the top? Did I just not say that?
Yeah, but I had to move it. And then there's like 10 games on the 13th. It's not, you know.
Are you moving your computer by a crank system that you operate manually?
No, but I'm reading it as I go. Why pass it? Jeez. You know, I mean, come on.
Jay says, this is awesome. Texas says, why does everything seem so difficult for Ramona? I don't know. That's a good question.
You want to know? Because I work with Walt.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's
it's my fault that I told you seven different ways you had to go to the top because you just told me it's organized by days. So then the March 13th game would be at the top. And so I said to you, you'd have to go to the top.
The problem is... You could just say, go to the top and then wait without making in front of every move I make during that while I'm looking for
okay. it. Okay. How about this? Can you tell me what the line is on St. Bonaventure versus UCLA?
Is UCLA minus three.
Yeah. If I had to, I would take the Bonnies in that with the 3 points. Dare I ask about any of the actual tournament games? How about this?
If you go to the day,
No. How about this?
What?
How about this?
Let me tell you what is next.
No, I want you to just escucha y repeat then.
I hate when you say that. And I don't want to be cooperative with somebody that treats me like crap. So stop it.
Okay.
Just tell me what you want me to know.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to skip past the play-in games. All right? I don't want the other play-in numbers. So
okay.
I don't want Long Island, Brooklyn, Radford, or NC Central, Texas Southern, or Arizona State, Syracuse. I want to go beyond that, and I want to go to the NCAA tournament. I want to go games in the NCAA tournament, and I want you to give me the lines.
The ones that start on the 14th.
They start on the 15th.
Okay. It's another story.
Crank.
Okay.
Are you there yet?
The first one, okay. Alabama and Virginia Tech.
Good. We're in the NCAA tournament at least.
Okay.
Thank goodness for that.
Okay.
We're in the NCAA tournament. Alabama, Virginia Tech.
Alabama, Virginia Tech is Virginia Tech by two, under two.
Hmm. Okay. That's about what I would have thought.
How much easier it is if you do it my way instead of your way.
Near an even game. And I would probably favor Alabama with the two. Go ahead.
The next one is, whoa, it moved. Hang on. People must be betting. Hang on. I got to go back to where I was. It moved.
Crank. I mean, this is...
Shut up.
Ramona.
What?
I have used Vegas Insider for like a million years to pull lines from. I've never had an issue with it.
You know what? You know what? You have a computer too, and guess what? You could do it. You could do it just as easier than me.
I'm busy. I'm looking at the bracket.
Well, I'm busy.
All you have to do is read the odds off the page.
It keeps moving. The next one is Oklahoma and Rhode Island now. It says Rhode Island by 1.5.
That's about right. You know, Oklahoma doesn't belong in the tournament, but they're talented enough to win. You know, I think I still think Rhode Island's a pretty good basketball team, so we'll see. You have no idea how many texts are coming in on this, Ramona.
Well, so?
I don't care. This is much more fun than Clemson SC State game.
They don't know what kind of person, the person I have to deal with.
Oh,
so,
they don't know.
You're such a baby.
Let me ask you a question, producer.
What?
At Christmas time in this place, who makes out? Which one of the producers at the station makes out like a king queen? Which one?
You give me great Christmas presents.
Oh, okay.
So one day a year you treat me nice and the rest of the time you treat me like garbage. So, hey. I deserve that Christmas present and more.
Oh, goodness. Because I expect you to be able to read successfully
the
Vegas numbers in a column that any other human being on earth can read.
But see, you know what your deal is? You say something, and the second that it stops coming out of your mouth, you think that it's right there just because you said it.
Radio gold. Not to me, it's not. I'm going to smash my head against the wall.
Yeah, I want you to, too.
Yeah. I have to admit, that was pretty funny. Okay, that made me feel a little better. All right, Rodney and Mark and all you other people on hold, hang in there. I'll see what happens when we come back from break in this regard. We're supposed to have Coach Brownell on with us. He won't be on with us long, though, because I can't keep him long today. He has work to do. Man has a job to do, work to do. So we shall say, I got people give me the lines. Tommy says, does Ramona not know how to use the find feature? Apparently not. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge of Clemson. It's a new condo resort under development on Lake Hartwell, right across from Clemson University. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. And did I mention that it's on the lake? Go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com to find out more.
I'm Guy, the insurance guy. Did you know that only 5% of HR execs believe employees truly understand their benefits? This may be related to the fact that the vast majority of enrollments, 71%, are passive. Insurance is an abstract and very complex product, so clear, effective communication is critical. Without it, everyone has headaches and is